Greetings in Jesus' name on this sixth day of December, the year of our Lord 2022. It's currently 35 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, and we're thrilled about another terrific Tuesday to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm making the broadcast at the 6:30 a.m. hour. My wife and I were up around 5, and she's headed down to the church already at 6 o'clock, preparing breakfast for around 100 people, biscuits and gravy and eggs and bacon, and oh my, we're going to have a wonderful time. And we have just a tremendous day yesterday in worship and in praise and in instruction from the Bible as we are deep into our Refreshers Conference. Today we have services from 9 to 12:30 and then lunch. And then afterwards we have services from 2 to 4:30 and then supper, and then the evening closing meeting tonight. It's just a thrilling time in the Lord. We're giving God the glory for how He has moved in the preaching and the singing. And I just can't say enough about our choir. Hit it out of the park last night. Some 37 of us on the platform singing glories to God. We're in the process of renovating our church, and we're going to be making a choir loft to seat 75 and seating to seat more than that out in the auditorium, that is. And we thank the Lord for that. Yesterday, I signed the contract on the new building to us, the new gymnasium, the new cafeteria, the new convent. The Catholic Church is downsizing and getting rid of properties, and thank God we're upsizing and we're believing God for all of this and much more. I believe the Lord's going to send in all of the necessary funds, and we've signed on the line, and now we're asking Him to work out all the details as we launch by faith and continue to possess land and continue to go forward for the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm currently in my Bible reading through the book of Daniel, and as I read through the book of Daniel, I'm amazed at Nebuchadnezzar's thoughts of the high God. And that even is mentioned in Daniel chapter number 4. Notice what Nebuchadnezzar does in Daniel 4 and verse number 37. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven. Many believe that Nebuchadnezzar came to his senses with this statement and many other statements. And we have to let the Lord sort all of that out. But I can guarantee you that He's doing something that every single one of us need to practice on a daily basis. Every single one of us need to practice and make this a daily exercise. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise the King of heaven. What a wonderful truth it is to praise the King of heaven. I, Nebuchadnezzar, extol the King of heaven. Another wonderful spiritual exercise for all of us to engage ourselves in. And now I, Nebuchadnezzar, honor the King of heaven. I believe sometimes people think I'm a little crazy when I talk about we're here to worship our King. But here Nebuchadnezzar's simply saying He's the King of heaven. And I'm grateful to God today as a believer that I know that He's not only the King of heaven, but He is the King of kings, and He is the Lord of lords. He goes on to say, all whose works are truth. The King of heaven, His works are truth. When He works, it's all in truth. He says, the King of heaven, His ways are judgment. He's able to take care of things and do justly. And those who walk in pride, He is able to abase. And no doubt He had a personal testimony of what the Lord did in His life in abasing Him. I wonder, dear friend, today, where does that leave all of us? Are we worshiping the King of heaven? Are we praising, extolling, and honoring Him, recognizing His ways are truth and judgment, and He's able to abase the proud? I certainly hope and pray that God has us in that place in our life, and we're able to just absolutely, positively honor the King of heaven. You've been listening to this Tuesday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. Have a terrific Tuesday. We'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.